The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning. It is Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is. Substitute your own expletive for the F-bomb. 7:01 a.m. Central Time. For those of you that weren't paying attention to the mainstream media last night, Trump was indicted. Many of you are hearing this for the first time because you don't listen to mainstream media, but that is what has happened. It was issued yesterday afternoon, and we will talk about that here in just a moment. That's kind of captured all of the headlines, and there's some warnings and caveats that go with this. Anybody watching Fox News last night probably got the conservative point of view in this whole thing. Anybody else watching Pelosi and the rest of the Democrats that just despise Trump and hate him enough to see him dead? Well, they're out there clapping and rejoicing and yeah. So we'll have some commentary about that here in just a second. I got some things I got to cover. A big thank you, by the way, to Robert for buying us a cup of coffee. And yesterday, Kevin Mills, God bless you, sir, sent in a $500 donation to help us out here at the Power Hour. And Randy and Sandy, we want to thank you as well for your monthly donations, too. They're all coming in, and we appreciate that because that's what keeps us on the air. And as a result of people who care, someone went to ricksatelliteusa.com and bought a satellite system for $269, including free shipping, and said, I want you to give this to a deserving recipient. And Rick said, okay. So he came on the show. We talked about it and decided that April 18th was going to be the day that we were going to decide who was going to get a free Rick satellite system. Now, this is a way that you can pick up multiple channels, including Global Star satellite, Galaxy 19 satellite from Global Star, right? And nice, clear signal. You can hear the Power Hour without going to shortwave. Just get it directly beamed to you by satellite, no matter where you are. As long as you got electricity or a way to power the system, you can do that. You can listen. Support at thepowerhour.com is one of the places you can email your letter to, stating why you or someone you know you believe would be a good recipient for this system. And, you know, give us a good logical reason why you deserve it, or you know someone who does. Maybe they're hurting financially and they need to be plugged in. Maybe they're woke and they need to wake up. You can also send that letter by mail to P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. And, you know, like I said, April 18th, we will have all the letters opened up and Rick will have them and Rick will make a decision as to who he's going to give the system away to. In the meantime, if you want to purchase one for yourself, you can go to ricksatelliteusa.com or call Rick by phone at 816-228-1801. When I saw the 228 number, I go, ah, that's a Blue Springs, Missouri prefix. Because I used to live in Kansas City and I know, after being a news reporter and news anchor there doing morning drive, all the prefixes and all the area codes and where they're at and all that. You just learn, you know, these things as a news person. Now, putting on the other hat, the minister's hat here, we have some prayer requests out there. there is, or was rather, a young boy who was bitten by a copperhead in the hand. His hand swelled up enormously, and we prayed for him. And the boy's name is Jackson. He was discharged from the hospital yesterday evening. His swelling is reduced considerably. Just the finger is swollen. So this is good. So we just thank you, Father, for that. And we have another request that God blesses the prayer recipient's family to pay off all their debts this year. Redeems my three kids and grandchildren in Jesus. Intervenes to stop his daughter from traveling to Costa Rica if it's not his will. And that God ends satanic coup d'etat attempt within our Christian assembly. We know that we are being attacked. I guess I can include all that in my general prayer this morning. I want to pray for this country. I want to pray for what just happened yesterday. That the will of the people was not served by history in the making. We just pray for deliverance, dear Heavenly Father, for all the requests that you have been given today, knowing that two or more people agree in any one thing, it shall be added unto them. We pray for deliverance, especially from this country, to intervene and stop the hurting. Father, if we must be so emboldened as to rise up and smite the enemy, as David smote Goliath, then so be it. We have free will, and we need to come to an understanding of what's right and what's wrong, because obviously there are powers out there that are controlling what's going on in this world, and those powers are evil. And if we're going to rise up and fight for the good, then, Father, give us the wisdom and the understanding to know right from wrong in our attempts to save our country. Thank you for our deliverance, for our peace, safety, and hedge of protection, for all of our moves forward, no matter what we do in our walk of life, because you've given us the free will to walk in your love and to be an example to others. We pray for this all in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? Thank you. We have to do this a time or two because it is just necessary to calm the soul. It's one of the reasons why we're here. It's one of the reasons why we thank you so much for your donations, because it keeps us on the shortwave frequency at 7.490. Genesis Gold Company, by the way, is our new partner. They are an affiliate instead of a sponsor. And so you can click on the link with our other partners on the Power Hour website, like Heaven's Harvest, Lion Energy, OptiVita Hemp Products, the Grow Network, James McKinney Water Filters, MyPillow, Relax Far Infrared Saunas, and Butterfly Essential Oils. You're helping to keep us on the air. We appreciate you sharing any comments you have at support@thepowerhour.com. If you have questions about what's going on at the Power Mall, you can always contact us vis-a-vis the toll-free number or text us at that number at 877-817-9829. You can use the live chat on thepowermall.com or email us at support@thepowermall.com. If you call the Power Mall to make an order and you get an answering machine, it means we're on the line helping other customers and you're in the queue. But what we want you to do is leave us a voicemail message and we'll call you back. Don't just hang up. Let us know that you want us to call you and we'll do this. Heaven's Harvest, by the way, has an organic pack available now at the Power Mall via dropship. Anything dropship, of course, is not included in our sales. However, we do have 15% off all the allergy relief products such as quercetin, silver mist humidifier additive, oregano juice, Sinu Orega, Latero Flora probiotic, Living Streams multi-blend liquid probiotic, and OptiVita digestive enzymes. We also have 10% off on their March special, which is today only. 10% on Allergies Blessed Water Kit. It's the last day to get that special. And of course, you can buy it online, and it's already figured into your deductions at checkout as far as our specials. And if you want to make a little extra money, you can go to thepowermall.com and sign up for our affiliate program. We'll send you a link. You can share it with your friends. And if they buy from the Power Mall, you get a spiff for sending them over, give you a referral fee. That's a nice thing, helps you make some money. We would prefer that you share this, however, share this program with others and tell them, hey, look, there's a lot of interesting news and analysis coming out. Of course, we have a Give, Send, Go account too, / the Power Hour. You can donate that way as well. We're on social media if you want to express your ideas, opinions, or whatever the case may be. Power Hour Nation. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Charles Sauer, the president of the Market Institute. He has a new issue out. Conservatives decry socialism while actively engaging in it. That sounds like the uniparty system at work. Sure does. And of course, interesting things going on in Europe because, see, they don't have our constitution. And things going on south of the border, the governments of Brazil, you know, Lula da Silva, now their leader, radical leftist leader, communist China, they just announced an agreement. They're no longer going to use the U.S. dollar to conduct their business. They're going to rely on the Chinese yuan and the Brazilian real. China is Brazil's largest trade partner. So now they've weakened the dollar even more on the open market worldwide. The cartels are using illegal immigrants as human shields for drug smuggling, according to an ex-Border Patrol chief. Wow. And, of course, they're using them as drug mules as well. Canadian Mounties, meanwhile, arrested five extremists in northwestern British Columbia accused of threatening and intimidating workers on a gas pipeline project. The arrest came after a complaint was filed by the Security for Coastal GasLink, who claimed that a worker on the pipeline had been swarmed by a group of masked individuals, and the group had fired flares, and they were able to access a vehicle after the worker fled. And in France, a French woman has been arrested for posting on social media, calling President Emmanuel Macron trash. Wow. See, they don't have freedom of speech like we do here. Yeah, now they're doing and implementing this controversial criminal code that criminalizes spreading contempt of public officials. So if you're going to get on there and you're going to post on social media, well, guess what's going to happen? They're going to come after you. So what happened here? So now at 12 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m., we move into the big story. Yeah. Remember what we said about prosecutors being able to indict a ham sandwich? That was a quote by Jerry Spence as well, and From Freedom to Slavery. All I got to do, you know, they indicted the ham, all right. We don't know which one's the ham. We don't know if Alvin Bragg is the ham or Trump is the ham. I think a lot of it is based on ego, and the rest of it's on politics. There reportedly are 34 different counts in this indictment that's been handed down by a Manhattan grand jury. And, of course, that drew all sorts of reaction from both sides. Yeah, and some of the uniparty members even. And, of course, Alvin Bragg, after he got the indictment, did he bother to hold a presser? No. Instead, they had security at the front entrance with barricades up. Bragg comes out, gets in his car, and goes out to dinner. Now, you know, he goes out to dinner. He's going to go stuff his fat face. And what do you think is going to happen when he drops his fork and gets up to bend over to pick it up and somebody sees his fat derriere? Oh, what kind of reaction you're going to get? Here's a thought.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it's a full moon tonight. Woo-hoo-hoo! I think I found where they hear Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah, that's a good one there.
Oh, boy, you got more crack than Harlem. Look at that. Boy's so fat every time I turn around, it's his birthday.
Oh, yeah, we had to do that. Had to give Mr. Bragg a little attention here. Since he's, we should call him Braggadocio, since Trump likes to use the word to sanctimonious. or to sanctimonious. You know, and even Governor Ron DeSantis came out after hearing the news yesterday and said, Florida's not going to assist with an extradition request should it go there. It's un-American what they just did. The weaponization of the legal system to advance a political agenda turns the rule of law on its head, according to what Ron DeSantis wrote in a social media post. Now, we all know that Alvin Bragg is a Soros-backed district attorney, and they put him up to this. He is reaching. Now, there's two things that Mr. Bragg needs to worry about, and this is one of the reasons why the New York PD has told every member of its force to report in full uniform on Friday morning as a precautionary measure. Yeah, 0700. That's right. They're already there. They want to make sure that nobody does anything crazy to the Manhattan courthouse. So they came out in full regalia, have a show of force, showed off the police state. And, of course, Bragg's office has contacted lawyers for Trump to coordinate a surrender. Trump is expected to show up on Tuesday to be arraigned, fingerprinted, booked, and the Secret Service will be accompanying him, and the Secret Service probably will prevent the former president from having handcuffs put on. Oh, I know. All the Democrats would love to see Trump in handcuffs and do the perp walk. Oh, they would just love to see that. Mr. Bragg needs to keep in mind that what he's doing, because Donald Trump is a candidate in 2024, and even if he was convicted, he can still serve as president of the United States, even from prison. He is the first former president in American history to face criminal charges. You see, that's how you know America's in trouble. Because crap like this goes on. Now, what they're expecting, and here's Pelosi. You know, the little Michael Jackson wannabe on a makeup, bad makeup day? Well, she appeared to invert the U.S. justice system in a statement she made yesterday reacting to news of Trump's indictment. Placed the burden of proof in legal cases on defendants, saying, quote, everyone has the right to a trial to prove innocence, and that the justice system grants Trump that right. To prove innocence, that's like proving a negative. No, that's not the way the Constitution is worked. The Constitution says you are innocent until proven guilty. The burden of proof is on the plaintiff. That's Alvin Bragg. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Alvin and his little band of chipmunks. Yep. That's why they said, like I said, he went out to dinner last night stuffing his face over his little win. So, gee whiz. Gotta love this guy. Soros-backed DA. You see, there are evil people in the world. I kind of feel sorry for the guy because the wrath that's going to come down on him, what is to stop other state district attorneys and state's attorneys from tit for tat? What's to stop? For example, the attorney general for the state of Texas, Ken Paxton, what's to stop him from saying, hey, Biden violated Texas law by leaving our borders unsecured. He violated the Texas Constitution, and find a criminal act that they could arrest Biden on. You see, the tit for tat hasn't stopped. It's just getting started. And here's a little word of warning to those of you out there. You know what's really funny, too, before I do this? Do you know that Jacob Chansley, the QAnon shaman, was released from prison before Fox News aired footage of him being escorted by police officers? Yeah, he's been released from prison. Now, they're saying that he got out because of time served. But isn't it odd He's out on schedule, according to his attorney, but they let him out right before they announced the Trump indictment. Amazing how that works, and I guess he's going to a halfway house somewhere. See, you got to wonder about all of the stuff that's coming out. Independent journalist Steve Baker says he was recently warned that his aggressive reporting and commentary about J6 has created growing ire at the DOJ that could lead to his prosecution for being at the Capitol. Baker of North Carolina, 62 years old, went through 2 hours of FBI questioning and faced a looming specter of being added to the list of now more than 1,000 J6 criminal case defendants. And see, that's something that all of us need to be worried about. Because if they can come after Trump, they can come after everyone who believes in Trump. They can come after conservatives. Yep. They can do that. Now, how is that possible? Well, the warning I was going to give everybody is to beware, because now we've got all the conspiracy theorists are out in full regalia. They're now saying there's YouTube videos and BitChute videos out. The Freemasons were behind the Covenant School shooting in Nashville. Yeah, we're including that YouTube link on the email blast so you can watch it. And of course, now another Sandy Hook conspiracy seems to be in the offing as proffered by Max Malone in his social post on BitChute. Sounds like a false flag attack. It's got to be the shoes. Why? Because he's saying, and it looks pretty weird, the shooter, Audrey Hale, came into the building wearing black and white Pumas, but when they shot her, she was wearing a whole different brand of shoes that kind of looked like the rainbow. Multicolored. They weren't black and white shoes. They weren't Pumas. Now, what's going on here? It's got to be the shoes. That makes it a false flag attack. Yeah, we included the BitChute video so you could watch it. Max Malone's BitChute video. You know, it's just another Sandy Hook conspiracy. You know where that got Alex Jones. When you start claiming it didn't happen. Now, see, I'm waiting for somebody to go out and file a Freedom of Information or Open Records Act request in the state of Tennessee to procure, and please send them here if you do, if you get them, the autopsy reports of all 6 victims, the 3 adults and 3 kids. I want to know where they were shot. I want an official autopsy report from the medical examiner of Davidson County, Tennessee. That's Nashville, folks, for those of you. Now, allegedly, they were shot by 2 cops that both had body cams on, and pretty much everybody that's been paying attention has watched it. And, of course, this has brought up now new indications that the people who are transphobes needs to be shot. You see how they're stirring up and poking the hornet's nest? This is what the left wing does. And I mean, if they're not out to get Trump, I mean, you watch everybody in the left wing mainstream media now and how they're going to treat this. They haven't even seen the damn indictment yet. Now, people on the conservative side are calling indictment weak at best. Probably not going to go anywhere. They're going to be filing motions to get the indictment dismissed and thrown out. You know that the tit for tat's going to be going on, but here's the thing. Beware of more false flag attacks in the future here in America. They are going to try to pin the tail on the donkey. It's not going to be the Democrat Party. No, they're going to try to, like Pelosi did, flipping the narrative, saying he's got the right to prove his innocence. I'm talking about Trump here. No, he doesn't have to prove anything. Bragg has to prove Trump committed a crime. And what happens when Bragg can't do that? Well, you see, we have federal charges that could be facing Alvin Bragg for election interference. And see, you've got, what, 3 other investigations going on in Georgia and D.C. right now, all going after Trump to keep him from campaigning, keep him off the campaign trail, and keep him off balance, keep his campaign off balance. And of course, the extremist and threatening diatribes on social media, don't do it. Don't post anything on there that's going to lead authorities to your door. They'll do more than censor. Anybody that comes out here and starts posting crap about going and blowing stuff up or showing up with a small band of renegades armed to the teeth, I mean, you start doing this garbage, you are feeding into it. This is exactly what happened on J6, and the same thing is going to happen if you show up at the courthouse in New York and try and pull a stunt. The same thing's going to happen, and you can all go down as martyrs. What does it do? It causes the left-wing government to react, because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? And if that happens, what's to stop Biden from declaring martial law and rounding up dissidents all over the country? Like I said, this is not just a trap against MAGA Republicans. This is a trap against all conservative movements. And you know what even the sadder of the equations are? America's enemies are watching all this laughing. They're watching all this unfold and gauging the response of we the people to determine how weak we are as they plan their next move to take over America. Am I far off? I mean, now we got people out there saying the whole Nashville thing, the shooting was another Sandy Hook. It didn't happen. Oh, that's why I said, look, before you go getting yourself in trouble, telling people crap like this, perhaps we need to get the autopsy reports of the 6 individuals who died. You know, they name names, okay? Certainly, there are funerals somewhere. They're not just putting empty pine boxes in the ground. Somebody knows something. So those of you super snoopers out there that want to file Freedom of Information Act requests, you certainly can do that. Yeah, there's just so much that people can take before they blow a gasket, and yesterday's indictment of Trump certainly was it. Pretty sad. Today, by the way, is Cesar Chavez Day. And for those of you who think he was a communist, no, that's one of the bad, nasty rumors. No, they said, yo, yeah, he was a Mexican national. He was a commie. No, Cesar Estrada Chavez was the late co-founder and president of the United Farm Workers of America, who became a legend in his own time in the civil rights era. He was born in America. In Yuma, right? Arizona. So today is Cesar Chavez Day. We will be back with more news, your phone calls and commentary after these words from the Power Hour. Be back shortly.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. ShopThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com. Or call 877-817-8255. 9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Friday, the last day of March, 2023. March sure went out like a lion, didn't it? Kind of sad state of affairs going on right now. China, by the way, you know why I said that America's enemies are watching what's going on? Well, thoroughly modern Milley, I'm talking about the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman here, is warning members of Congress that China is on trajectory to achieve military superiority over the U.S. by the middle of this century. Now, let's see, that would be 2050. I don't even know that thoroughly modern Millie will even still be breathing by then. But, look what's happening with our stockpiles and stuff. Just send it all to Ukraine and we don't have anything to defend ourselves with. Now it's going to be up to we the people, which is why people are still being encouraged to purchase guns and ammo. I mean, I would think that, anybody out there that's right thinking would say, well, they got Trump. They may come after me next. So they're arming themselves with the teeth and stockpiling food and figuring out ways to go off grid. I mean, everybody's got ideas. I think it's a good day to go out and start that garden today, dear. We better start growing food because, we may have a real problem with the economy here in the near future. Yeah, see, this is all the stuff that we have to worry about, and then not so much the 87,000 IRS agents, but the Supreme Court, by the way, has rung in the fact they are saying that the wife of a delinquent taxpayer, the IRS, just went a little too far in her case in secretly summonsing third-party bank records. Yeah, Hannah Polselli and the law firms, of course, for her arguing that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit departed from a 2000 ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth, creating a circuit split the Supreme Court needed to resolve. The Biden administration says the IRS doesn't need to provide notice to third parties and that having to do so would give delinquent taxpayers a head start in hiding assets. Oh, come on. Talk about hiding assets, Joe. You're one to talk. And sadly, for those of you monitoring the activities around Fort Campbell A pair of U.S. Army helicopters crashed Wednesday night in southwestern Kentucky during training exercises. 9 service members passed away as a result of that. Tough news for people in the state of Kentucky. Keith in Oklahoma, welcome to the show. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. Doing well. I just wanted to comment on the whole Trump indictment and maybe get your view on it. But to me, this is nothing more than another distraction designed for us to pick a side, to pick a fake side. Both sides are fake. To get us fighting about how good or bad Donald Trump is, and the left, the right, all the while behind the scenes, the people who are controlling both of them continue to take away and steal more of our freedoms while we fight over a fake left-right system. And Donald Trump is not going to prison the same way Hillary Clinton didn't go to prison when the whole lock her up, you know, thing on went on. And as soon as Trump was elected, oh, they're such a great family. We've been friends forever. You know, I was going to say, it's just another distraction to get us fighting with each other while ignoring the controllers behind the scenes.
Well, I don't know that there's so much behind the scenes these days, because you've got this Restrict Act. Remember that? See, you're right about the fact it's weapons of mass distraction. But the real problem is Congress has this Restrict Act, and Josh Hawley's trying to get it passed so they can ban TikTok. But the thing is that if this thing passes, they're going to be able to target anybody on using online content to whatever view. If the government doesn't like it, they're going to come after you. And the problem is that you talk about anybody using a VPN or virtual private network, they're going to come after them and throw them in prison. I mean, there's a national security panic because foreign adversaries are threatening the homeland and bipartisan disputes. And Rand Paul stepped in and stopped this from happening yesterday, saying, hey, you're going to restrict free speech if you ban TikTok. All this legislation is going to pour over into our regular society, and that's going to give our already weaponized DOJ the power to go out and prosecute anybody they want just because they say boo to the government. And see, we can't have that. The Restrict Act is a huge Orwellian censorship grab that is going to literally, I mean, it was introduced by Mark Warner and Tom Thune jointly. You know who the Uniparty is. I mean, this is what we're facing right now. This is a weaponization of not only big tech, but it's going to turn into the DOJ, and they're going to use it as a means to take out conservatism. That's my reaction to all this.
Yeah, it's all weaponized. That there's no doubt. When I guess maybe behind the scenes wasn't quite the right word, but say behind the scenes with the general public. You know, the general public, you know, pick a side. You know, both sides are bad, but pick one, you know, while we continue to steal away your freedoms and rights. You know, that's kind of where I was going with that.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay,
I understand,
Dave.
Completely. Keith, I thank you so much for your call. You have yourself a blessed day and a blessed weekend. There's been a recall warning for hand sanitizers coming out of a cleaning company based in South Dakota. The FDA has discovered the presence of methanol during testing. This is a Canton, South Dakota's Jarman's Midwest Cleaning Systems. They're voluntarily recalling all lots of alcohol, antiseptic, 80% topical solution, hand sanitizer, non-sterile solution, and isopropyl alcohol antiseptic 75% topical solution, hand sanitizer non-sterile solution to the consumer level, according to a press release. We've included that as part of the recall warning in your email blast. And of course, you know, we tell you all about what's happening in the health category. And we do this because we have the Power Mall for the purposes of getting your supplements and all the good stuff to keep yourself that way. You're going to need to keep your head about you. So brain health is important. And blueberries have long been considered a superfood that have all sorts of great stuff in them. Antioxidants, vitamin C, phytoflavonoids, potassium. way more than that. Researchers wanted to dig deeper into just how much blueberries can benefit the healthy of aging populations. And to do so, they rounded up participants between the ages of 65 and 80 and had one group consume a blueberry beverage that was the equivalent of roughly a cup's worth of wild blueberries, while the other group consumed a placebo beverages. They drank these respective drinks for 12 weeks. Those consuming the true blueberry drink saw improvement in memory, improved accuracy on attention tasks, attention to detail, even lower blood pressure. The same could not be said for the placebo group, who did not have the same benefits. And of course, chewing gums. Oh my. Who doesn't like to have fresh breath? Well, you know, this is why we sell the mouthwashes and rinses we sell on the Power Mall. According to the U.S. Census data and Simmons National Consumer Survey, 160 million Americans bought and chewed on chewing gum in 2020. That's a whole lot of gum. Chewing gum manufacturers in the world have made a massive impact in the human population, but is it positive? Well, what if we told you the majority of chewing gums on the market contain cancer-causing chemicals? Would you keep doing it? Yep, they all look like they're at the trough, just chewing up that gum, man. Yep, there's like pigs at the trough. Yeah, people getting ready for slaughter. And for those of you who are drug users, well, guess what? The FDA is finally going to let people get Narcan without a prescription. Pretty soon they'll be able to buy it in vending machines. Well, they already were doing that. They've been putting Narcan. That means you can go out and you can use opioids and all these other brands of drugs and, you know, whatever you happen to be shooting up that day. And if you overdose, well, so, you know, you got a Narcan nasal inhalant, you know, that you can shoot up your nose. And that is if you don't pass out first and die of your overdose. Wow. You talk about catering to the druggies. There you go. Yep. Naloxone is going to be available without a prescription. You don't think that's going to encourage drug use? Knowing that you have a back door? Just in case. We'll get high and then we'll take care of it. Little shot up the nose there. Judge Reed O'Connor in Texas did it again. He has struck down a key Obamacare provision. Yep, a provision in the Affordable Care Act that required insurers to cover some preventative services such as cancer screenings. Well, no, wait a minute. That means that Obamacare, those of you that, yeah, they recommended anxiety screening for some kids and breast cancer screening for some women, among other recommendations. And now what Reed O'Connor is basically saying is, nope, they're not required to cover that. Wow. So while one judge is ruling about Obamacare, another one passed away after eating Jif peanut butter, according to a lawsuit. The family of Robert A. Foster Jr. of Tampa, Florida, who passed away, the family is saying that the Jif peanut butter he ate was contaminated with salmonella. And so they've gone after J.M. Smucker Company and Public Supermarkets. Jif peanut butter had been recalled. The suit says Smucker sold unreasonably dangerous peanut butter. Public supermarkets breached a duty to adequately notify and warn consumers about the tainted peanut butter. Yeah. Well, you remember that old saying, you know, they got the famous actor on there. If it's Smucker's, it has to be good. Good for what? Yeah, now you got a lawsuit. You got a dead judge and a lawsuit. And it was filed on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, well, the luck of the Irish be with you, the Foster family. Hope you're not fostering a frivolous lawsuit here. Yeah, we hope something comes of it. Gee, what is it, Morgan & Morgan maybe handling this? I don't know. We always hear about that. For the people. Uh-huh. No, for your pocketbook. Senators Josh Hawley and Elizabeth Warren finally agree on one thing. They want legislation That would allow federal regulators to take back all or part of the compensation that bank executives got in the 5 years preceding the event of another bank failure, called the Failed Bank Executives Clawback Act.
Yep, there ought to be a law.
We need to claw back all that bonus money that they got. See, Josh Hawley's been the one that's been pushing the Restrict Act as well. And see, he's up there puffing away about it. And Rand Paul got up and said, nope, sorry, we're not going there. You're going to affect freedom of speech. This act does more than just boot TikTok out. This goes after, if you're going to go after social media, that means you're going to limit and restrict freedom of speech in America. You talk about the Patriot Act 2.0. No, that's what we're going to have here. Time to get on the phone and call your congressperson and tell them not to support this bill. It would be better for the parents to get on board with this thing and tell their kid that TikTok app you got on your phone, take it off. Or take the phone away. You're either going to take that TikTok app off, and I'm going to check every day to make sure you didn't load it up again. And the first time I find out that you've loaded the TikTok app up, I'm taking the phone away and you will not have a phone. I will get you a flip phone so you cannot do that, but I can still reach you. And you can still ping cell towers. I will know where you are. You see, the parents have to take responsibility for this. This isn't something that we need to depend for our government to do. And how many parents you think are going to do that? I guarantee you the ones who are woke won't. The ones who all got the jab and insisted their kids got the jab, they won't. And of course, in the economy, jobless claims came in above expectations for the week ending March 25th, rising by more than 198,000 initial claims for unemployment, up 7,000 from the previous week. Huh. A little bit above what economists predicted. Of course, what are economists, you know, statistics, right? Well, let's see. What's the FAA up to these days? Drones and other high-tech aviation devices are in production all across America, poised to help people's lives in novel ways, ranging from helping police preview possible crime scenes to transporting emergency medical supplies to patients to... Gee, they even have a drone coming out with Amazon where the drone will fly in and drop this package on your doorstep. Yeah. Wow. Now imagine people who live out in the country that don't want drones flying over, those pesky little drones flying over their property. And they're armed to the teeth. And they see one of these drones and they've got a really nice 308 with a scope. Yeah, time to go drone hunting. Yeah, wonder what's going to happen when they start shooting those things out of the sky. You know, people just want their privacy. They want to be in peace. They want to be left alone, and the government just can't stand that. Oh, my God, you got to be in your case day and night. All those administrative contracts you signed, yeah, look at all the free money you're getting from the government, but when you do that, there's always strings attached, right? Craziness. Future vaccines. Amazing. If they could be puffed through the skin instead with just a little pressure, like being hit in the arm with a foam toy. Scientists are trying to make that a reality using powdered vaccines that don't require refrigeration and a system driven by compressed gas. Their mop jet could easily deliver therapeutics against cancer and other diseases in a painless and less fear-inducing way. Ah, but what's to stop one of these morons from walking up to you on a street corner and just thumping you on the arm, and you turn around and go, hey! And you don't realize that you just got jabbed. And pretty soon, like ricin, you know, the assassins that use ricin, and they stick you with an umbrella or a needle or something, and all of a sudden, within minutes, you're dropping on the ground, foaming in the mouth. Huh. What's to stop them from doing it now? See, this is the thing about why Musk is wanting all this AI to stop right now. We're killing ourselves. Civilization is going to become extinct if we don't stop this. I mean, that's what he's saying. Yeah. It's kind of sad what's happening in America today, and that's, you know, why we'd like to hear what's on your mind. But that's why I put the warning out this morning. The warning is out there that you basically got to mind your P's and Q's and don't get on social media and start making threatening comments, because that's exactly what they want. They're going to be monitoring that, and not only will they censor the comment, because they've been told to by the government, you have to assume the worst. You can't trust your government, and if you don't, then don't give them fodder to come get you. I mean, literally, there's just so much crap going on, it's hard to say what is next. Boy, if they pass that Restrict Act, just imagine what's going to happen. Boy, we'll turn into China overnight. Meanwhile, in the energy and environment area, 29 Democrats have joined House GOP members in voting to block the Biden administration from limiting access to gas stoves. Part of a Republican-led pro-fossil fuel legislative package, H.R. 1, referred to as the Lower Energy Costs Act, which, of course, the Biden administration has vowed to veto. So you have to get that majority so you can override it, folks. Introduced by Gary Palmer, Republican from Alabama. And that de facto gas stove ban was supported by 181 Democrats who are complicit in Biden's quest to control your kitchen appliances. Oh, but the convenience, look at this smart refrigerator. Look at that. It's got a big video screen on there, and it's probably spying on me. So when I get up in the middle of the night and I'm not wearing any clothes or wearing skimpy lingerie, and I go to the refrigerator to go get a glass of water or a glass of milk or something out of the fridge, this thing is watching me, and some little deviant has got his eyeball on me looking through my refrigerator. People don't realize what these smart devices can actually transmit. Oh, but it's so convenient. Look, it'll help you program and tell you what's in your fridge, and so nothing gets spoiled, and you can rotate your groceries. How convenient is that? Oh, yeah, it's all by design. And, of course, we have included an electric vehicle battery replacement, $5,000 to $20,000. We have a list of which batteries in the cars need replacing the most. Reports indicating cold weather can affect battery performance, at least in Tesla models. Batteries can be difficult and expensive to recycle. Yep, got an article on that. Yeah. Of course, now the World Council for Health reveals spike protein detox protocols. Of course, we have a lot of these at the Power Mall. Ivermectin, neem, N-acetylcysteine, NAC, glutathione, pine needles. Oh, we got the pine needle tea. Got the pine needle elixir, the raw pine power plus. That is one of the spike protein inhibitors and neutralizers, okay? We have Paratrex. And Dr. Robert Malone finally came out and admitted that before he knew it, he had taken the second Moderna jab. And now he's adversely affected. And so the doctors have put him on a protocol telling him he needs to do intermittent daily fasting or periodic daily fasts, use ivermectin, moderating physical activity, low-dose naltrexone, natokinase, which we have at the Power Mall, aspirin, that would be the baby aspirin to prevent blood clotting, melatonin, magnesium, methylene blue, sunlight and photobiomodulation, and resveratrol, which we also have at the Power Mall. That is what they have Dr. Robert Malone on as part of the frontline doctor's treatment protocols, which he recently disclosed in a video. That list is also available in your email blast, by the way. The Rutherford Institute, meanwhile, is pushing back against the Department of Education's efforts to roll back First Amendment protections issued under Trump administration, warning it could result in discriminatory treatment and double standards by public colleges and universities against religious student groups. You see, it's all about targeting Christians now. And, of course, one night this past winter, Lynn Lamon of Plattsburgh, New York, could be Lamont, but she was driving up U.S. 9 northbound by Canada's border when she noticed three young men walking on the side of the road, poorly dressed for sub-zero temperatures and wind chill from Lake Champlain. Their down vests were tattered, leaking feathers. Lamont pulled over, rolled down the window, told the men to get in and warm up. Come to find out, they were illegal immigrants from Ecuador who were on their way to Quebec. Yeah, okay. Wow. So the feds got involved, of course. All these things, we'll be talking about more, taking your phone calls after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chagamax is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chagamax by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.